DreamStation.cc video game show is recorded before a live studio audience. Hallelujah, holla back. It's Monday, March 5th, 2007, and you're listening to the Golden Pie Award-winning DreamStation.cc video game show. This is show number 79, and we promise this is going to be the best show ever or your money back. I'm Ben, and hosting this multiplayer match, joining me today will be Chris.
By the way, it's free, so you're not getting any money back.
Well, yeah, that's why you're getting your money back, because it's free.
Just went over your head. Just had to explain for the stupid people.
And as you heard, our... on the scene once again, Scott.
I'm sitting in a pile of stupid hands from Campbell's.
Wow. Talk about awkward silence.
Okay.
All right, guys.
I don't think I needed to know that.
Hey, I've been eating them all day. They're yummy. They're scrumptious.
All right, well, I have nothing to say with that.
Sure, why not? All right, as always, if you'd like to send us an email. Quiet.
Who invited
them? Your elders. Be quiet when we're talking.
Yes.
I invited myself.
As always, if you'd like to send us an email with questions, comments, invites to speak at high school graduations or birthday parties, you can send them to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc.
We know how to make balloon animals.
You just want to get
Ben makes a Ben makes a mean beaver
snake.
Balloon animal.
I also make those balloon pirate swords. In today's show, we're going to be discussing such marvelous topics as consoles in 41% of homes, and some dude named Nielsen wants into. Sony has a hard time telling the truth. The Wii grows up. Do driving games make you drive faster? We have a new segment that we added, the one-page ad review, and a poll topic somewhere along in there. Here's some rapid-fire stuff.
There was an update to the PlayStation 3 this past week. I think it's on 1.54 now. And they did add some... It looks like they added some functionality to the friends lists, and at least I now see, and maybe I did before, but I don't remember. I now see, like, the full auto people I played with, like, recently played. They actually show them. It's still very clunky.
42-minute show, 39 of it is Chris talking.
Along with the new firmware update, since you mentioned it, the Xbox Live Vision camera actually works with that new firmware update.
Oh, on the PS3?
Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
Huh.
And yet somehow other USB cameras don't work on the Xbox 360.
Does that mean no more iToys?
They're making a new iToy.
Yeah, but the iToy works with the PS3 right now. And supposedly, Bluetooth, most Bluetooth headsets will work with the PS3 also. You don't have to buy, like, a special Sony one. But the only thing is this, the Blu-ray or remote for the PS3 came out. I actually bought it. I know I'm a sucker. It was $25. It only can control your PlayStation 3 because it's Bluetooth also, just like all the other peripherals. So you can't control, like, your TV or stereo or anything else besides the PlayStation 3. The remote, and the remote is rather large. I guess they were just trying to make it, maybe when you put it next to the PS3, it looks smaller then. I don't know. But it's got lots of buttons.
I like how cheap Bluetooth is getting these days.
Yeah, like everything's Bluetooth now. It's just
Wiimote, everything.
Yeah.
All right, let's move. Keep it moving. There's going to be a free episode of South Park on Xbox Live in HD, actually.
There's like free episodes of South Park on like my local TV also.
Right.
There's free episodes of South Park on
YouTube. Those aren't in HD.
Oh, I see.
It's also been announced there's a new Prince of Persia game coming to the 360. The Metal Gear Solid 3 subsistence servers are getting shut down April 2nd.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those players,
it's one of those great games online. Yeah, I have it right behind me. I stole it from a friend.
Stole
it. We can give it back now.
Here's a rumor that I just want to throw out there.
You're just making this up on the fly here? Or?
No. Who knows? You won't know. Warhawk for the PS3 may not actually make it to disc, and instead may be download.
No, that's fact.
What?
That's fact.
Why is it download only?
Because
I don't think they can make a whole game
too.
Out of it. Yeah,
you can't make a whole game out of it. Half the PS3 games are going to be like Gran Turismo HD concept, Warhawk demo. That's all I'm playing on mine anyways, is all the demos. So what's the deal?
We played it at E3 last year.
Yeah.
And it just seemed kind of like, okay. But how can you make a full game out of that?
Well,
I'll send you guys the thing.
They were saying that they was going to also have like motion sensing for like you're going to be in a tank, I thought, like and be on the ground, like ground troops and stuff too.
Yeah.
It wasn't just going to be a flight game is what that guy said originally. But when we asked him if the tank and everything was going to have motion sensing, and he was like, well, we're looking into that.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
Motion sensing was a last minute thing.
I don't know if you saw or not. Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection. collection. Is that right? I hope so. It is now available on PlayStation 3 for download only. It's $20. I guess it's like
that's
Tekken
the PSP,
5.
Right?
No, it's for the PS3.
No, Dark Resurrection was the PSP game.
Yeah, but what they did is, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, now I'm probably gonna have pie in my face, but if I'm not mistaken, they
is it Golden Pie?
And then yeah, Golden Pie. It hurt. The Tekken 5 for PlayStation 2, I'm guessing, enhanced for PlayStation 3 with the extra stuff that was in the PSP version. And they brought it out download only. It's like a special version for PlayStation 3, and it's download only. Don't ask me. But it's available. It's $19.99.
How's that all? Anyway, here's another thing. We spoke about this last week. Phil Harrison says the European PS3 will be backwards compatible with over 1,000 PS2 games, but he won't say which ones. The other thing is, I mean, I don't know how many PS2 games there are. It sounds like 1,000 seems like a lot to me, but...
Well, I think when they were saying before, there was like 10,000 or something like that, because the way they figured it out, I guess, is every language and every region. So there's like, there's definitely not 10,000 different games, but there is like 10,000 different versions of the games.
I getcha. So yeah, anyway, I mean, I'll believe it when I see it, you know, come March 23rd when that website actually goes live to see what games are going to be backwards compatible.
I mean, this whole backwards compatibility thing, though, I mean, I know it's a concern for some people, but it just doesn't seem like it should be a deal breaker, you know? I mean, we bought other systems like the Dreamcast and Sega Saturn and the original PlayStation, and there was no backwards compatibility with those, and we didn't really have an issue. We just bought a new system, you know?
I mean, the thing is that they made such a big fuss over the 360, and they're like, oh, you guys call that backwards compatibility?
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's so selected, and they're like, oh, no, not us. We would never do such a thing like that. And then yet, here they went out, and they did the exact same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're going to, software updates.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess if they wouldn't have hyped it up and just said, hey, PlayStation 3 is coming out and not going to be backwards compatible, then nobody would have had any problems with it at all, I guess, right?
Well, no. Can you really see them going across, well, the PS2 was backwards compatible with the PS1, and then they suddenly make the PS3 not backwards compatible with any of those? You think the fanboys wouldn't freak out?
Yeah.
They might, yeah, I'm not saying they wouldn't.
Might?
But it's the PlayStation 3, man. It doesn't matter. It's worth it. You must have it. Go get your $600 and buy it.
Get your second job.
Yes. Why haven't you gotten another job?
I could use a first job.
All right, go get a first job and then get a second one so you can get a PlayStation 3.
Two more things here. Resistance Fall of Man is going to get two new online modes on March 23rd to coincide with the European launch. And then kind of a big one, but I didn't feel like it was deserving of a full topic. But the Xbox Live Arcade titles are going to jump in size from 50 megabytes to 150 megabytes. So they're tripling in size. And then Microsoft is also introducing a new 512 megabyte memory unit.
Aha. So they're increasing the memory card, because that was why it had a 50 meg limit before, is because they wanted to be able to let people download to the memory card. So now by making a bigger memory card for the people that have core systems that don't have a hard drive, now they can make bigger Xbox Live Arcade games. How convenient.
Yeah.
I thought about
and then on top of that, they're going to announce a new hard drive. You know they're going
to
do that.
Oh, they have to, especially with that IPTV they're talking about doing and all this other stuff. They're going to have to. I mean, flat out. Also, I don't know if you guys have looked at the back of the Crackdown box, but it has single player mode that works fine on any Xbox 360 system. But then it says co-op, two-player, and it sounds like, the way I read it, it sounds like it's offline and online. If you want to play two-player co-op, you have to have the hard drive. So they're starting to make games now that have a hard drive required, I guess, in some ways. And that's a Microsoft title.
They just don't want you to buy the core systems at all.
No, they don't. And they shouldn't have released it in the first place. And just like the Sony PlayStation 3 with the core systems, I mean, that was stupid, too. And then, over in Japan, they didn't release the core system. In Europe, they're not either, are they?
No, in Japan they did. In Europe, they're not going to. Well, at least not at first.
Okay. I didn't think they released the core systems or the cheaper PS3s in Japan. But
they did. Remember, they dropped the price to like $20.
Yeah, that's true.
So like they dropped 20% off the price.
Okay.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Let's move on, because that wasn't rapid. So our first topic of the day is that consoles are now in 41% of homes, and some dude named Nielsen wants in too. According to Nielsen Wireless and Interactive Services, the same people who get your favorite TV shows canceled, video game consoles can now be found in 41% of all U.S. households. So the number has increased 18.5% since the end of 2004. In the fourth quarter of 2006, there were nearly 46 million homes with game consoles, which is a
TV, remember?
Yeah. You know what we gotta do? If this is 41% homes, we need to start putting brainwashing devices in these.
Well, the question I have is, on this whole Nielsen thing, I know on the TVs, I think, don't they get volunteer random people and then put the
boxes in? Oh, yeah, I was part
there?
Of that a couple months ago.
So,
yeah.
I mean, how do they do this whole study for consoles? Are they going around to random people houses and say, do you
That's
have
pretty
a,
much it. They give you a $1 bill. They give you a $1 bill, and then they ask you, what do you have in your house? I said, a PS2 and a GameCube, because it was back in the summer, and it was...
Oh, they came to your house?
No, they didn't come to my house. They gave me a letter, and it was a crisp new dollar bill I thought was a fake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the ones that aren't all the way to the edge.
So they're bribing people to answer these surveys.
They are bribing people, yes. If only it were a Fiverr, I would have filled out that stupid survey.
Yeah, I know. $1 is pretty cheap.
Well, you got to write down everything you watch and listen to on the radio.
For a buck?
Yeah, for a buck. And you got to keep
it. They at least give you a McDonald's value meal or something. Jeez.
You can get a double cheeseburger for a buck. What do you think?
It's true. Chicken nuggets at Wendy's are a buck, right?
They should send some ratings to hobos. Like, what did you watch on TV this week? Nothing.
Give me my dollar.
Yeah, but it's totally voluntary kind of thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, Nielsen's planning on launching something called Gameplay Metrics, which will somehow measure game usage by game title, platform, and genre. All this in order to be able to measure the demographics of the gamer, to be able to target in-game and around-game advertisements to the proper people.
So how is this going to work? Is this going to be online gaming only, or games that have online features, or is this going to be their special box? Or
regular ratings, but it's not going to be nailed as well, because certain people play certain games, certain people watch certain TV. But it's different with games because they cost money. You might not buy what you like because it costs too much.
I think it's, and I mean, in radio, they use like the Arbitron system.
That's Nielsen, I think, now.
Okay, well, either way. Well, they used to use the Arbitron. Anyway, but it's like a diary that you keep. You just write down like what you were listening to, what you were...
Yeah, but
this is...
Exactly. And I don't think it's exactly, you know, 100%... accurate, because, you know...
This is volunteer, right?
Something down.
Yeah, this is volunteer. So, I mean, this is people that...
They pay you, I think, though.
Oh, do they? All right.
They pay you
But, I mean, they pay you a buck, or they pay you decent money? Because I'm just thinking, like, if they're not paying you much, if they're only paying you a couple bucks, it's like, a lot of the people that, I don't know, are into games and movies and watching TV and stuff don't have time to fill out that thing, so they're not gonna. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
You know, and so the people that are really into watching TV and watching those shows that have been canceled, they were too busy watching the show to fill out the survey to keep it on the air, I guess, right? Is that what happened?
That's part of it.
Actually, I think Nielsen is a special box.
That's what I thought it was. Right.
Yeah, they pay you a lot of money. Because I think I might have done an Arbitron, but I know I did one for TV, and I know I did one for radio. It might have been the same, might have been different. But
now, radio is just you fill out a survey, right? They don't have a box for that.
You have like a diary.
Yeah, it's a little diary. I would imagine that gaming has to be the same way, because there's no way you can track down.
X-Fire.
Especially like the older systems.
X-Fire.
No, but how are you going to track down like the Dreamcast? Oh, well, I was playing my Dreamcast today. Or
they're not making it's to play, you know, the kinds of games they're making. Like, this guy's playing Madden, this guy's playing Battlefield. We'll put, you know, sports drinks and we'll put steroid advertisements in Madden, and we'll put bullet cartridge advertisements in Battlefield, because that's a certain demographic they're trying to
reach. Yeah, I could see online games. I could see online games working.
Right, but there's no way to track console gaming.
And besides the diary of saying what you've been playing
exactly.
for the past week. That's, like, that's, when you asked Scott and I, like, what'd you guys play this past week, that's the only thing they can do, you know.
Yeah, I don't see how you can track down. Like, you can say, oh, he was playing the Wii today. You know, he was playing Twilight Princess. He was playing whatever.
Yeah, I think they can. Yeah, they can if it's linked into online stuff. Like Scott's saying, you know, with the Xbox, the 360 knows what games you're playing, but that's all linked into your live account. You know, so the people have to have a live account. And, well, like the Wii and the PS3, I guess they could come up with some type of system if Sony and Nintendo agree to link it in with their, you know, back-end demographics or whatever they get, you know, related to gaming, like the 360. I mean, they could definitely probably come up with the 360 stuff right now. I mean, I'm surprised that one of those websites that lets you do, like, the Xbox 360 blog or one of those hasn't done a thing that says, I think that Xbox 360 blog thing might have a thing that says what's the most popular game and how many people are playing it and all that kind of stuff, because they could figure that out.
Yeah, it tells you your most popular game.
Yeah, so they could easily figure out what the most popular game is for everybody if they
right.
have all that information. But that, too, is a volunteer thing. I mean, you have to go there and sign up.
Right.
It's not everybody. All right, are we done? I heard beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, just one more real quick. Just some of the stats that they found. 4.4 million of those consoles that I mentioned earlier were online enabled in some form. And that doesn't even take into consideration the Wii or PS3 numbers. So you were saying, you know, oh, well, you can track online games. It's like, well, 4.4 of the, 46 million, which is only 10%. It's less than 10% are online enabled.
Mm.
You know, that number's not very, very high when you think about it. Anyway, 2/3 of men, 18 to 34, have access to a console. And the top 20% of gamers accounted for nearly 75% of console usage. And then lastly, the during any given minute of a day, 1.6 million people are gaming. So there you go.
Yes!
There's some cool. Fun facts you can spit out to your friends.
So while we're doing this, people are gaming. Why aren't we gaming instead of doing
this? At least 1.6 million.
Oh, I am.
Oh, yes, Scott is.
And eating cheese doodles, as I said.
Great, here we go again. Making the Wii strap more orange and greasy.
Not greasy, not so much.
Hopefully you have
more of a grip.
Hopefully you have the new and enhanced greasy orange strap instead of the old one.
Alright, let's move on. Alright, Sony has a hard time telling the truth. So Sony and Immersion have decided to kiss and make up. Immersion had that suit against Sony for use of the rumble feature in the PS2's DualShock controller, in case you don't remember. Well, when the PS3 was announced, the controller was announced not to feature any sort of force feedback, and Sony claimed it was because it would interfere with the tilt sensors. Now that they've decided to settle their dispute, the rumble will return to the PlayStation. It's interesting to know that they didn't mention anything about new technology that's not going to interfere with the tilt sensors.
Yeah.
So Kaz Hirai, president of Sony Computer Entertainment, said this, quote, "We look forward to exploring with Immersion exciting new ways to bring the largest and best range of gameplay experiences to our customers. We are very excited about our new partnership with Immersion and the potential for new and innovative products incorporating their technologies." It sounds to me like the public got hustled. They're going to add Rumble to the controller soon enough.
That's what they did with the N64.
What?
N64 Rumble Pack.
What about it?
Yeah,
they
did it with the PlayStation. Well, with the original PlayStation. Remember, the original controllers were those just the D-pad ones.
Analogs.
Then they brought out the analog ones. Then they brought out DualShock. I think they had analog with no Rumble for a little while too.
Right.
So yeah, they've done it before. But now I know they're not going to do this, but I know a bunch of people are going to scream if and when they bring out a Rumble Pack controller. Are they going to give, you know, a rebate or the ability to return your current one and exchange it?
That's not going to happen.
But, no.
That's what I'm saying.
It does kind of suck.
Heaven forbid you went out and you actually bought three more controllers.
Yeah.
Or even worse, if you actually bought six more, so you can have
seven players.
Because it's, what, seven players on one system? That's just...
But he did, the way they worded that, they said, looking forward to future peripherals, or whatever he said, however you quote it.
Innovative products and
innovative products. Yeah, he didn't say, like, we're going to put it in the controller. You know what I mean? So, not that they... So they have that, he has an out to you know, that they don't have to put it in the controller, I guess. They could put it in a light gun. Dance pad or something, I don't know.
Yeah, but I just wonder if that's going to increase the already insane amount of the controller as it is, because it's $50 now, and you add Rumble, and that's just another reason for them to say, oh, let's charge you $60 now.
Yeah, exactly. Because it does have one thing more than like the 360 controller, because the 360 doesn't have the motion sensing.
Right.
Which is being fully utilized on the PS3 right now. You know?
All right, anyone else got anything to say here?
The only game that I know that actually fully utilizes that is that the new download game that I mentioned last time, Flow.
All right, the Wii grows up. So I think a few weeks ago we talked about Manhunt 2 coming to the Wii.
I'm excited.
Which, yeah, at that time we thought was, you know, pretty surprising.
I've already got it pre-ordered. Madden 2010.
Anyway, yeah, so factor that in with Escape from Bug Island, the new Mortal Kombat Armageddon, Godfather, the Black Hand Edition, and then it looks like just in the past couple days, Scarface was announced, and Driver Parallel Lines, was also announced. And then the launch titles Far Cry Vengeance, Splinter Cell, Double Agent. And it looks like the Wii could already have more M-rated content in the first year than the GameCube had over its entire life cycle. So, obviously this has a lot to do with its early success, but do you guys think this helps to shed some of that Nintendo is for kids image? And so this is my question to you guys. So how key is it for these types of games to go online to keep mature games coming to the system? The bottom line is, if you have the same game for three systems, 8 times out of 10, the more hardcore gamers are going to go with the one that has online capabilities. Am I right?
That's not that.
I mean, I'm just making up stats, but I mean.
Yeah. That I would say that, and the one thing I want to state is they'd also go for the one with the best graphics. And like, for example, some of the first person shooters, there's a big example that came out on the Wii that were also on the 360. You know, I would think the majority of those people that want to play a first person shooter would go to the 360 version for the online play and graphics over the Wii. Because wasn't it Call of Duty or something on, that was on the Wii. And I remember reading that the graphics weren't as good.
Call of Duty 3, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it's good to have this variety. So if somebody's looking at buying, likes the Wii for the other games that are, you know, innovative and interactive, then they at least have the option to play the games that are on 360 and PS3. But I think if they're really into a lot of the games you just mentioned, they're probably going to go with one of the other systems. I don't know. What do you think, Scott?
I don't.
All right, then. We'll move on.
I wasn't even here for most of that topic. I don't know what we're talking about.
That's fine. We'll move on.
He was sleeping.
I was doodling. I'm doing three things at once.
Why do we have him in this call?
I don't know.
Right, well, let's ask Scott so we have his stuff. Scott, do you think the Wii needs more mature rated games?
I wouldn't be able to touch him anyway unless my aunt and uncle.
Oh yeah, I forgot. If the Wii had more mature rated games, do you think your aunt and uncle would buy you more of them?
I'll mimic GTA with the Wiimote.
Yeah, well, the one thing is this. I don't know if this is good or bad. You know, I know I hate Nintendo having the for Itty. Kids or for everyone. You know,
trying to think, yeah,
concept image. Image or whatever. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Image.
Well, it's one way or the other. It's all mature or all kiddie.
Exactly.
That's what the Xbox is. It's mostly mature games. You know, that's what the image of it is. You know, Gears
of War.
That's
the image, right? Yeah. I mean, they're not all, but yeah, that's the image.
Exactly.
Right now, the PS3 is that way with the hardcore system, like resistance, or something like that. Mm. And
I don't think they have any image right now. They have a bad image, that's all they have.
Bad image, this is bad. There's a problem though, if Nintendo has the image of being for kids or for family oriented stuff, and then they start throwing all these mature rated games on it, are Scott's aunt and uncle gonna walk in there and go, oh, it's a Nintendo game, it must be for kids, and just buy it, you know, just thinking that it's a good game for, cause Nintendo's family oriented, you know what I mean?
Oh, let's hope so.
For
then that'll bring
sake.
More games to the system, right?
That's true.
That's all
but
we care about. All right, so do driving games make you drive faster?
Yes. No. I don't know.
Very simple.
That was my story.
That's your story.
Was a picture of Carmageddon on there. It was great. You know, I've pondered this myself, and I think it might actually be true, painfully.
I think that when I'm driving around with my Nintendo DS trying to find kids for, you know, to talk to on PictoChat, I drive faster to catch up with the cars. But besides that, no, I don't think so.
Anyway, this BSM driver training school in the UK recently surveyed about 1,000 motorists, and the results showed that 27% of drivers aged 16 to 24 take more risks on the road after playing video games.
That's no news.
Well, but
teenage drivers are bad.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Do they from playing like Burnout, since you finally played it now, Ben, you know, they play Burnout and you wreck and then you just start over. So are we going to start saying that the kids don't understand the consequences of wrecking because your car just flashes a little bit and reappears full, you know, not wrecked? You know, is that what they're starting to go with? I mean,
you know what's going
to
happen?
To understand the concept.
The MVC is going to make their own game where if you crash, you have to go through an entire 9-month process of getting the insurance forms and everything.
The Who is going to make one? That's news to me.
The new DMV?
Yeah, state. We're the MVC now.
The study doesn't clarify whether these people were just playing driving games or just regular games. So
I mean,
it's hard to say. I mean, if you just say, oh, well, 27% of them, you know, just drove faster after playing games. Well, I mean, was that Pac-Man? Is that, you know, Need for Speed? Or
yeah, and then what type of driving games? Is it Mario Kart on NES? Is it like Pole Position back in the day?
Yeah.
You know, is it Spy Hunter? Was it the new or old Spy Hunter, you know, is it like Burnout or something like that where you're crashing and stuff?
Yeah. Well, this teenage driver only had 46 moving violations in a half hour, and the one who played Burnout right before, 47.
Anyway, I like to spit out these numbers, 34% of those polled.
I don't like numbers.
34% of those polled think that driving games can improve real-life driving skills.
I would say that. I would say that driving gives you better reaction time and gets you kind of, not to you be able to react and, like, save yourself from crashing, but I think you'd have a better chance of maybe dodging something or something compared to somebody that doesn't.
You're in the 40% that think that it can improve driving reflexes.
I think I'm
in the percentage, whatever that is, to thinking driving on the wrong side of the road will give you points and boost.
Yeah, you're crashing into people in front of you.
So you're in the next 25%, which is those.
I'm screwed.
25% of those polled imagine that they were really inside a video game while driving for real.
Right.
Like, how sad is that?
What was I was reading some article or something. It was on TV or something. It was a couple years ago, but it was like, this lady was saying like that she, it was the Katamari Damacy. It was about that game. And they were saying the girl like actually pulled her husband or boyfriend's the steering wheel on her car because she thought she could roll up the mailboxes or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the people are just like, there's something mentally wrong with them.
Yeah, I remember that story. We discussed that on the forums for quite a while.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it's like, you know, those people I think are just a little unstable to begin with and probably shouldn't be considered in these polls.
You know what? I think I got it. The next part of the DMV crashing game, waiting in line. You can't turn it off. The controller is now glued to your hand. It's a wired controller, mind you. It glues itself to your hand. You have to wait in line. And then deal with the person that can't speak English.
Oh, who would buy this game? He's made up.
They would make, make you play it in school.
Oh, at school. I see it.
Make you play it.
Anyway, just do it.
But I think video games in general probably help enhance your reflexes, not even just on the road, but just in general.
Well, ask surgeons. There was that study about the surgeons. So the surgeons who play Monkey Ball, Super Monkey Ball, before going into surgery,
they do better.
Actually perform better than those who don't.
So that's how I should evaluate my doctors when I go to see them. I was
have
like,
you played Super Monkey Ball lately?
Yeah. What level are you on Monkey Ball? And have you played Trauma Center before? And how's that going?
You know what's going to suck? When we have people joining the Army that grew up playing Battlefield, it's just going to be like, deaths rise. Just in one of those graphs on CNN. This is last month. This is when the 13-year-olds started getting recruited.
I'm just going to link that, this, the last subject, to our weekly poll topic, just because I've got nothing better. So the poll topic for the week will be, do you feel that driving games make you drive faster?
And better. How about and better? Can we say better?
Drive faster / better.
Or maybe, better. Or better, faster. Or faster. Better. Just faster.
I don't know, whatever.
Just talk about it. We don't know.
Shall we go on to our new segment here?
Our new segment.
Where
the debut. Do we have, what is the title of the segment? Do we have a neat title?
One page ad review? I don't know.
One page ad review.
Stupid. Think of something better. Quickly.
So what are we doing here? We're going to review the game based on the ad?
That's
based
the whole
on the
thing.
Ad, we're going to determine what we think the game would, how good the game would be, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So this is the
world premiere.
Here, I want to talk first because I'm looking at it now.
This would be like the, I don't know, how would you describe it? It would be the ad. I got nothing.
See, you've got nothing. See,
we got nothing.
I just said one page
ad review sounds good.
Start with mailbag for 77 shows.
Review game, game review based on an ad. All right, anyways. All right, I'm bringing it up.
A sequence in which we review games based on ads which we have never played before.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
So am I supposed to read this ad that I can't read?
I don't think
so.
Well,
I can read it.
No, we're going to show it on the forums.
All right, so this is the new segment where I guess we'll do this every couple weeks, every few weeks or whatever.
Every week.
So the goal is simple. We're going to review a game, give it a score based on a one-page ad that was taken from a magazine. So this week's ad will be Prince of Persia: Rival Swords, coming out later this month for the Nintendo Wii. If you've got the April 2007 issue of Nintendo Power, you can turn to page 15 and follow along with us.
No, don't tell them that. Make them come to the forums.
We're forcing you
to come to the website.
No, it's not going to work. How many
people
do you
think actually have Nintendo Power?
Everybody that has a Wii has Nintendo Power.
I don't.
It's a whole big society of people.
It's like six people.
There's a society. They have to. They got, when they bought the Wii, they got three free issues.
I didn't.
Well, you got screwed.
If you don't have the magazine, I've got a scan of the image that we'll be posting on.
Yeah, that's the one you should come see. It's better. It's enhanced. It's enhanced.
So you can check it out, comment if you like, do your own review.
Better than real life.
It's better than the ad in the magazine. It's enhanced for
internet. Better than
the
fake ad in the real life.
Yeah, yeah. It's enhanced for your viewing pleasure. It's been resized to fit your TV.
Yeah. Anyways, so you guys are looking at that.
It's one awkward silence we don't edit out.
The tagline for the game is "Ancient enemies, new ways to conquer them." And in the ad, the prince and some dude who looks like the prince but like has a haircut like Don King, and he's like
bad hair. He's kind of got the Dragon Ball hairish looking thing going on.
No, it's Kramer. It's the Kramer.
Kramer. Yeah, Kramer.
So he's got the Kramer do.
And the other guy's Jerry with long hair.
They're finally fighting.
It looks like Hugh Jackman.
Just don't come into my apartment anymore.
Yeah, it's okay looking. It looks kind of like a box cover to me, with like the back of the box.
That is the box cover.
Is that what it is? Yeah, that's what it looks like, the box cover with the back of the box.
At least that's the PSP version.
I think first impression of just the ad, the game is like, okay. Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
But when I first looked at it, I was like, this is Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
dude, it's Kramer versus, like, Hugh Jackman.
Kramer versus angry guy.
Hey, none of that. You can't make Kramer jokes about that.
He looks like Nightcrawler, kind of.
He's gray.
From X-Men. Maybe the actor that played Nightcrawler and played this guy, too.
But is he all tattooed? Because that was what Nightcrawler was all about.
Well, he's got, like, those flame things
all over.
I don't know, the ad's alright, but it is kind of cheesy, hokey, campish looking to me. If I was reviewing the game based on what I'm looking at, the picture of the ad, I would probably say, I don't know if I'd buy it or not. And that's probably why I haven't bought the Prince of Persia games or looked into playing them, because the ads didn't really appeal that much to me.
So based on the ad, without looking at the screens and all that, just the ad itself, you'd give the game a what?
Maybe.
See, that's like where it's funny.
Yeah, maybe like a 6. I don't know. The ad doesn't really appeal to me. I wouldn't buy it. I guess we could just say, based on this ad, would you want to play this game or not? Or would you buy or not buy, I guess? And I would say not buy.
Yeah.
Scott. What would you say, Scott?
You're a Seinfeld fan.
Considering I'm poor, because everything's in
all right, play or not play. Play or not play. Not even buy.
Play.
I mean, money not a...
No option. Yeah, money is not an option.
Buy the game.
Play.
Would you know?
If this game was worth 200 points on Virtual Console, would you buy it and play it or not?
No, because that would get me 400 and 400.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so complicated, dude. You're like a woman.
Oh, man. We never know what he's thinking, do we, Ben?
You like want a woman without the fun bags.
Really, Chris, do you want to know?
Not really. Well, we're trying to ask you what you're thinking, but we never get what you're thinking. I know. Yeah, I don't think the ad's that great. I think it's kind of campy, hokey looking to me.
Yeah, I would.
Although that is a nice sword. A couple nice swords.
I guess.
Is that what gets you to buy a
game? Looks like the sword's got something written on it over on the side. Look, KM. It was probably the guy that drew the picture, or did the picture.
Yeah, who knows?
It might be CG.
I'd give it a 6.5 based on this hokey ad.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. Review the game based on the ad. Like, not just based on how...
That was the original idea.
That's what we were doing, but somehow we got on the subject of looking at the screenshots and, like, trying to review it based on the screenshots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that that is how we review all our games for Dreamcast.
I think the screenshot is part of the ad.
Right, Ben? We're revealing our secret. We really just look at the back of the cover and say, give it an 8.
That's not what I do.
You do two of those a week.
Ben looks at the back, throws it in, looks at the title screen, and then says, give it an 8.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's what I'll go on the back of every game, just game thing. One screenshot, and then the title screen.
That's what they should do. You know, you look at some of these magazines with their reviews they have of games that are like 4 sentences long. I think they do review it based on the back of the box and a press release.
That's what it seems like.
It's not really a review. It's just a press release reworded to sound like a review.
All right. Now that wraps up another exciting adventure of the DreamStation.cc video game show. Remember, if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so at videogameshow@DreamStation.cc. We work for
Then we can go postal. We didn't get to go postal this week, did we? There was no postal.
No. Oh, there's lots of mail. It's just,
spam.
Just no time for any of it.
Oh, there's no time for mail?
No, it's just I want to make people feel like...
Yeah, we could.
Like we get lots of mail.
Yeah, we get so much mail that we don't have time for.
We don't have the time.
Yeah, we don't have the time.
Are we all right,
anyways, don't forget, if you guys want to support the show and the site, you can find some cool gear and shirts and stuff in the apparel store on our main page. And lastly, don't forget to throw a nicely worded review on our way on iTunes, Yahoo, Podcast, Piccolo Audio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Until the next show, remember that guns don't kill people. Gamers kill people. So always sleep with one eye open, unless you're a pirate, in which case you can't sleep because you only have one eye.
Maybe we should start reading the spam that's in our mail account. I just looked.
Wait, let me get 576
spam letters from people.
It's not enough.
Spam. This is the video game show spam.
Yeah, I just cleared out my spam filter.
Yeah, we don't care about your spam.
Colin is weird.
Colin Walker sent us an email that says lotto tickets from 50 countries around the world.
Mm-hmm. And I think we won the European.
Here's a phone number. Gino, if anybody wants to call him, he sent us an email. It's 270-818-7244. It says, I need a diploma. Call Gino at that number.
I'll do it later.
Are we done?
We're all done. All
right, I'm going to go eat dinner. You're going to go make dinner.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here.
Make all the baby say bye-bye again.
Bye. All right, we're out of here. I'm going to stop recording now.
Please do.
See ya.
I should have done so a long time ago.
This conversation is over.